Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers finally getting their City Connect jerseys back in their lockers today, opening a weekend set with the Chicago White Sox. Tobias Myers, the rookie, going up against Eric Fetty, the veteran. Now, we're not going to play every highlight from this game, but we're going to play a lot of them because, well, there were a lot of hits in this one. The Brewers opened the scoring in the bottom of the second inning with a couple of the rookies and the young players in the bottom third of the order getting the job done.
Line to right. If it's fair, it's extra bases. It is fair. Into the corner. Joey Ortiz is going to drive in another run, and he did. Sal Frelick with a belly flop slide gives the crew a 1-0 lead on a nice piece of hitting by Joey Ortiz.
Just placed it perfectly down the right field line, as called by Bob Uecker. It scored Sal Frelick from first once again. 1-0 Brewers. But then in the third, a response from the White Sox, a solo homer from Paul DeJong, and then a two-run double by Corey Jolks gave them the lead, 3-1, and it began the boxing match. In the bottom of the fourth inning, a leadoff walk started the frame. Then an infield single by Joey Ortiz had 2 men aboard for Blake Perkins.
Line drive, base hit, left field. They'll send Frelick around third. The throw coming home is cut off. 3-2 on Blake Perkins, RBI single.
Bryce Terang would drop down a sacrifice bunt. William Contreras would work a walk to load the bases. Now, the Brewers had already stranded the bases loaded back in the first inning with only one out in that frame. Now another opportunity, this time with Christian Yelich. It was his first plate appearance all year with the bag sacked.
1-0 pitch. Ground ball, base hit, right field. One run is in. Here comes Perkins around third. The throw home is cut off, and the Brewers have the lead. Christian Yelich delivers a two-run single. A three-spot in the fourth inning for Milwaukee.
Jeff Levering on the call there. However, they would leave 2 men on in the fifth, and then the bases loaded again in the sixth. In the meanwhile, the White Sox would reclaim the lead, a two-spot in the fifth inning, thanks to a sac fly and an infield RBI single. So the White Sox in front, 5-4. The Brewers offense stuck in neutral until the seventh inning. That's where things really took off quickly, thanks to a 10-pitch at-bat from Sal Frelick. He managed a single. With one out, Blake Perkins managed the single. It put runners on the corners, tying run 90 feet away with Bryce Terang at the plate. He would poke a single through the right side. That would tie the game at one. Next up, the exact guy that you wanted up after a pitching change, William Contreras.
First one to Contreras. Ground ball, base hit. The Brewers have the lead. William Contreras does it again. It's 6-5 Milwaukee.
And then the merry-go-round would begin. Christian Yelich hitting a milestone.
Checks the runners and deals. Ground ball. That's a fair ball inside the bag. Terang scores. Contreras sent around third. He will score. It's a two-run double for Christian Yelich.
Just snuck it inside the third base bag, literally painting chalk, and the 300th career double for Christian Yelich. That made it 8-5 Brewers. They still weren't done. A few batters later, the guy who started the frame was up again, Frelick.
3-2 pitch, runners go, and it's hit into shallow center. In comes Pham. He dives, can't make the play. A run will score. Frelick on his way to second, and he is in with a hustle double.
They would bring 12 batters to the plate in that seventh inning, as the Brewers would take control with their biggest inning of the year. 6 runs scored. Now, we do got to mention one thing. We're not going to play all the runs from this game, but we did get another defensive highlight. And from who else but Blake Perkins.
Pitch to Sheets. Fly ball center field. Perkins back. Still back. And he's got another one. Are you kidding me, Blake Perkins? Unbelievable. He goes up towards the Robin Yount notch in deep left center field, got to the warning track, fell for the wall, and made the play up against the yellow line.
Probably wasn't a home run, but he stole extra bases, to say the least, from Sheets. The Brewers' bullpen combined to go 4 2/3, and they only allowed 2 hits and no runs. And they're a big factor in today's win. The Brewers win 12-5, a season-high 23 hits in this one. A fun night at the ballpark.